Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Tonight. Yes, you are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? Internet radio show. I am executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so you can follow along with the man of God, Minister Saran Rambis. Saran Rambis is going to be bringing the word on tonight. As I always do, I always ask the listeners to please get your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivers God's word on tonight. But as we always do, we always open up with prayer. So on tonight, I have a special guest going to be leading us into prayer on tonight, and that is the person of my nephew, Robert Edwards, is going to lead us into prayer on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners if you will go into prayer with my nephew, Robert Edwards, at this time.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. Maybe bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you simply saying thank you. Thank you for providing us, your children, with everything and more that we need for survival here on earth. Thank you for health, and thank you for strength, for opportunity, for successes and failures, and your ability to allow us to know it is through you our very own livelihood depends. Lord, we come to you asking for forgiveness of our individual sins, things we are aware and things that we may be unaware that we do that is not a direct reflection of your kingdom, Lord. We ask that you completely forgive us because it is only you, Lord, that can create, provide, restore, and enable us to do, Lord. Lord, I ask the saints to come together and pray for this sickly world we live in, a world where our future may seem unknown while here on earth, but those that are saved, we know exactly where our fate lies and our souls belong. Lord, we ask that despite America's differences, that we can all come together and unify on one accord and learn to respect each other despite our skin color or where we come from. Lord, we ask tonight for special prayer of closure and understanding. The recent events in Las Vegas, it could have been any of us, Lord, but you spared a lot of lives, and we say thank you. Thank you for allowing us and others to see their loved ones once again. Lord, we ask that our President, Donald Trump, be given a great sense of purpose for all mankind so that we can thrive in this beautiful land you alone created, God. We ask that tonight's message not just be heard with our physical ears, but Lord, let your word be of great nourishment to our spirits, Lord. Bring us a word tonight that we can't help but to remember and carry with us in our daily walk. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for increase. Thank you for all the unexpected blessings that continue to overflow into our lives. Thank you for wisdom and understanding. And Lord, we know that it is only you and you alone that will get us through. And all these blessings and thanks, we say thank you, Lord, and we love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we all pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. I thank God for my nephew, Robert Evers, who delivered such an awesome, powerful prayer, anointed prayer on tonight. And I pray that all the listeners are touching and agreeing with Robert Evers with God regarding this prayer on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners to please tune in faithfully to listen to this spiritual food for thought for tonight. And it almost goes with the prayer that my nephew just prayed. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us asking a question. How many more disasters will it take to get mankind back to God? Again, our spiritual food for thought for tonight comes in the form of a question. How many more disasters will it take to get mankind back to God? I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servantsambassadorsvessels and click on follow once you get there. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, in the form of announcements, I do have one announcement that I would like to make, and I'm so excited to announce that the Lord has anointed and blessed my youngest sister, Donetta Burney, to write a gospel stage play. And the title of this gospel stage play is titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. It will be taking place on Saturday, November the 11th at 7 p.m. at Impact Church, which is on the east side of Detroit. And the address for Impact Church is 12844 Elmdale Street. Some of the cast members are very well known, such as evangelist and gospel artist Sister Peggy, Evangelist Peggy James, gospel artist and minister Gerard Brooks, minister and also gospel artist Ron Todd, also Eric Dion, and also we have other cast members that are, these are some of the people that are headlining this Opposite Ends of the Bridge Gospel Stage Play. Again, it's going to be taking place Saturday, November the 11th at Impact Church. Again, the address is 12844 Elmdale Street on the east side of Detroit at 7 p.m. Tickets are $25 each, and you can start purchasing your tickets now through Eventbrite, through God's World Bible Bookstore on West 7 Mile in Detroit, also through Impact Church. Again, the address is 12844 Elmdale Street. So you can start purchasing your tickets now for this upcoming gospel stage play, again, titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. I thank God for what he's doing through my younger sister and through her life and the works of her hands. The world, ministries, and families and ministries will be coming back together because of this upcoming gospel stage play, once again, titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. Well, right now, I am so excited to be going to be bringing forth Minister Sharon Rambis. He is also a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. I am also a member there. So I'm excited for Minister Rambis as he gets to bring forth God's word on tonight. He comes forth every first Thursday night, and he will be coming forth every other third Saturday night. And so, again, he will be coming on the third Saturday of this month. He will be coming on again on the third Saturday of this month, which will be Saturday, October the 21st. First, Minister Rambis, again, he is a member, while I am also a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. And I'd like to send a great shout-out to Bishop James A. Jennings and also to our Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. So right now, as we get ready to bring forth Minister Rembus, before he comes forth with the word, we're going to go into our music break for tonight. And because of the world situation that we're living in now, we need to know that we're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. So we're going to play for you, Cover Me, Lord. So rather, immediately following this music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Minister Rembus as he delivered God's word on tonight. So I pray that the listeners have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God as he delivered God's word on tonight. Until then, enjoy the music break. Cover Me, Lord.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thyself. Cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy breath. Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh. Oh, cover me. If you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With
thy, Mama, be proud. Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, we need to know that we are covered by the Lord for such a time that we're living in now. We need to know that we're covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. So I thank God for Jesus Christ and what he did on Calvary's cross for us. Not only for me, but for you as well. So right now, before Minister Rembus comes forward with the word of God on tonight, we have him standing by. He's going to share a testimony with us, and then we're going to hear what God has to say through Minister Rembus as he delivered God's word. But first, we're going to have a testimony by Minister Sharon Rembus. Minister Rembus.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother James. Thank you for this opportunity to share the word of God with your people. But I just wanted to say thanks to all the prayer warriors out there tonight. Instead of coming for asking for prayer, I'm coming bringing a praise report. My aunt, a couple of weeks I had you guys pray for down in Alabama. She was dealing with some issues, but whatever was going on in her body, God fixed it to where there's no evidence, no trace. And so in the world of so much confusion, in a world of so much bad news, I thank God that he still brings good news. God is still a healing God. God is still a providing God. God is still in control, no matter who the president is. And so I just wanted to thank God for the people of God that still know how to pray. And that's what we're called to do as people of God, is to pray without ceasing. Pray and not faint. And so I just wanted to touch bases with you guys and say thank you, and to continue to pray, because I had a praying grandmother. I had a praying grandfather, and I learned very early on that prayer changes things. Prayer changes situations, or prayer changes people. So just want to thank God for that testimony, and God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Minister Ramirez. We thank God for his healing power. We know that he's able. There's nothing too hard for God. And so we thank God for you sharing that testimony, because God said he would share his glory with no one. And we are to share our testimonies that lets others know that are lacking or weak in their faith, to know that if God did it for us, he can do it for them as well, because he have no respect of persons. He changes not. So we thank God for that testimony on tonight. So right now we're getting ready to go into the word on tonight. The word of God is coming forth through Minister Rambis on tonight. And I pray that you would, that you do have your Bibles and pens and paper ready, so that you can enjoy the word on tonight as Minister Rambis delivers God's word. Continue to be blessed of the Lord.
And let's give our bishop and show him some love today, the angel of this house. Amen. Thank you for this opportunity, Bishop. Don't take it lightly. Amen. Amen. May we bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, because you've been so good. You've been so kind, and you've been so loving. You've been so strong. Lord, you've been there every time we needed you, and we say thank you. Lord, it's preaching time. And we come to hear a word from you, Lord. So I ask that you would just move me out the way, Lord. And we know that no preaching is done except it is by you, Lord. So right now, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, Lord, be my strength and my redeemer. You are. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. Can we give the Lord one more hand clap of praise? Amen. Amen. Our text for today will come from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Now we're reading from the New King James Version. Yeah. And it reads, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. So every disease he had, and a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Will thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Amen. As you take your seat, I'm just going to give a explanation or I'm just going to say that I'm glad Jesus stopped by my porch. Amen. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. Growing up, the front porch was a special place in our heart. It was a special place in our house. I don't know if it was because our house was full, and that's the only way you can find a little space, but it was a place that many afternoons I spent talking to my grandfather. He would share stories about growing up in Mississippi, the prejudice and racial tension that he faced. He shared how he didn't even get a chance to finish high school or even enter high school because he had to work to help the family out. And sometimes sitting on the porch, people would walk down the street and pass by and wave. And some would even stop and chat a while. They also shared that Detroit was the place to be. Then everyone from the South was making their way up to the North. But it's funny how times change, ain't it? Because now it seems like everybody from the North is trying to head to the South. But for me, the porch was a place of instruction. Being from the South, my grandfather was a farmer. So he had vacant lots all over the city where he would plant crops and in neighbors' backyards. So the concept of this urban farming is not new. Amen. But it was a place of instruction because he would show me how to shuck corn and shell peas. You know, and that was after the day we spent the day at the garden pulling and picking them. But one of the most important things that he shared with me was how God has been good to him down through the years. He was surprised that he was able to provide for his family the way he was. So the porch for my grandfather was a place of reflecting and relaxation. So I'd like to ask you a question this morning. What does your porch mean to you? While sitting on life's porch, what are some of the things that you have encountered? Just think about it for a while. Think about, as you're sitting on life's porch, some of the people that walk by your porch. Today in our text, we are told of a place that have five porches. It's a place called Bethesda. According to the Bible, at a certain time or a certain season, an angel descended into the pool of Bethesda and stirred up or troubled the waters. When this happened, whoever was the first one in the water, they were made whole of whatever disease that they had. Thinking about it, it was cool if you was able to get in the pool first. But what about the other people that were there? What about everybody else's condition? I could hear them saying, what about me? What do I do now? Do I wait? Do I just give up? What do I do? I would like to submit to you today that if you're waiting on the waters of your life to move, If you're waiting for your healing to come to your situation, I just want to say hold on for a little while. I want you to find a porch. I want you to find your Bethesda and hold on. Now the question comes, why Bethesda? Because Bethesda means the house of mercy and the place of grace. It is because of God's grace and mercy that some of you made it as far as you are today. It is because of God's grace and mercy because you're here today. It is because of God's grace and mercy that you haven't been consumed. I know it's because of God's grace and mercy that I stand here today. So hold on to God's grace and mercy, because I know there's a witness in the house that says that the only reason that I'm in these four walls is because of the grace of God. So I just want to tell you to hold on a little while. Now let's look at our text and see what this certain man encountered while he was waiting on the porch of life. While he was waiting at the pool of Bethesda. Amen. The first thing I'd like to point out is that on your porch of life, there will be revelation. Verse 3 says that there was a great multitude of sick people, blind and lame. Sickness is something that we all must encounter and will endure in one way or another. Some people put up a good front, but we all been affected by it. We can suffer sickness through a health battle that our loved one is facing. Or we're suffering from sickness that have invaded our own body. Or it can be your mind. Your mind could be at a dis-ease. Because that's what Bishop taught us, that a disease is just a dis-ease. Amen. You got thoughts constantly running through your mind, trying to get you to focus on your problem rather than the problem solver. You got some people that are blind. Blind to the Savior. Blind to the Word of God. Blind to the fact that He's been there all the time to help you. And then there are some that are lame. They're going through life with a limp. You know, not necessarily a physical limp, but a spiritual limp. Amen. Because Ephesians 6 and 12 tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against of the fact that we must be healed. But you cannot heal what you do not reveal. So that's why the revelation is so important. Just like some of you came through those doors, you said that I'm sick and I'm in need of a great healing. We realized that our soul was sick and we're in need of a prescription from the great physician. Amen. Lord, it is me that needs prayer. Lord, it is me that need a peace of mind. Lord, it is me that's been waiting on my breakthrough. I don't know about nobody else, but it's me. It's me, oh Lord, that is standing in the need of prayer today. So there's a revelation that needs to take place, that you can't make it by yourself. You can't make it alone. You need a Savior. You need the Savior to help you. You need the Savior to heal you. So you need a revelation, amen? Also on the porch of life, there will be restrictions. In verse 5, we find this man is restricted by his condition. He's not suffering from the restriction, you know, when your parents told you don't step off that porch. Before the street lights came on. Y'all remember those restrictions. And back then, they felt like you were suffering. Amen. But imagine, he's suffering from a condition for 38 long years. Where you need to go. 38 years of being restricted by people judging you because of your condition. 38 years of waiting for your healing. Some of us can't even wait 38 seconds for the microwave to get through, amen? But you too have faced some restrictions in your life. You have been restricted by the words of others. There seems to be somebody always telling you what you can and can't do, what you should and what you shouldn't do. Then you've been restricted by your circumstances. And some of those circumstances are beyond your control. But yet they are restrictions. Some people are restricted by your resources. Because when the end of the month comes, you find out that the end comes faster and quicker than your money. But encourage your neighbor and tell them that help is on the way. I know you've been dealing with this situation for a long time, but help is on the way. I know that you've been sitting on your porch of life, waiting for your healing to come and your waters to move, but encourage your neighbor and say help is on the way. I know you'd have been in your Bethesda, and we thank God for that grace and mercy, but you find yourself encouraging yourself like David did. But hold on, help is on the way. Some of us got our CDs stuck on repeat on that Sam Cooke song, A Change Gonna Come. You know, it's been a long time coming, but tell your neighbor a change is truly gonna come. Because what happened as you sit on the porch of life, it can go from a place of restrictions to a place of rescue. How many need to be rescued this morning? Verse 6 brings us the turnaround we've been waiting for. It says that Jesus saw him lying there. And he already knew how long he'd been suffering. So for some of you, that's good news. That's good news that Jesus got his eye on you. It's good news that he already knows what you're going through. And he knows how long you've been going through it. So that's good news, because out of everybody that's going through what they're going through, God chose you. And that's what that favor bishop was preaching about this morning. I thank God for the favor, because a lot of people say they chose God, but I'm glad that God chose me. From the foundation of the world, he chose you. And that's the favor of God. But just like Jesus saw the man in the text dealing with his situation, and he knew how long he was dealing with it. But Jesus knows just how much we can bear. Because that's why you say, I'm going through. I'm not stuck in, but I'm going through. We don't know when we're coming out, but the good news is that we're going through. Now, what did Jesus see when he stopped by your porch of life? I don't know about you, but let me tell you about what he saw when he stopped by my porch. He saw that I was feeble. He saw that I was weak. He saw that my spirit was broken down. He saw that I was dealing with some situations beyond my control. He saw that I was toe up from the flow up. He saw that I needed a Savior. He saw that my heart had been broken into pieces. But one thing, I'm glad that Jesus stopped by my porch. Not only did he just stop by my porch, but he sat and chatted a while. I know I got a witness that Jesus, just to talk with Jesus, will make everything all right. Just to talk with Jesus will make you feel better about your situation. Just like in our text, Jesus asked a question to the man, will thou be made whole? Now, to some, that question was a little crazy because this man had been suffering for 38 years. And then you ask him, do he want to be made whole? But you think about it. What happens a lot of times, people get comfortable in a situation. And just like the some people that knock on your door, when on your car door, car window, when you stop at a light and say, can you help me? Now, you might have a sandwich you fix for lunch. You give it to them. They say, I don't want that. So that means, what kind of help you looking for? You know, and so as I meditated and thought about why would Jesus ask this question, the answer I received was that Jesus was speaking to the man's heart. Because Jesus listens to our heart. Because, you know, man look on the outward, God looks inward, amen? And so I believe that Jesus was listening to his heart. Listen from an answer, for the answer to come from his heart. And now that's why I believe that Jesus was checking to find if he had any hope left. So that's why it's important while you're waiting on your change to come. While you're waiting at your pool of Bethesda, don't lose hope. Because Jesus is the hope of our salvation. So like many of us, even the man in his answer, he was trying to talk himself out of his blessing. Because he started explaining why he wasn't healed, or why he thought he wasn't healed. Not if he wanted to be. So that leads me to believe that the real answer that he had was in his heart. Because I think that's where those heart-to-heart conversations come from with Jesus. Evidence that Jesus spoke to his heart was the way that Jesus responded. See, it was like Jesus just ignored his answer. It was like Jesus just said, I'm not trying to hear that. Jesus responded with a call to action. Jesus responded with a call for relief. Jesus said, rise. Rise, get up from where you are. Rise, for a change has come. Rise, get up from that place that you were bound to. Rise and take up thy bed and walk. Now, the reason why Jesus told him to carry that bed, because that bed was his testimony. Because on your porch, you can carry your testimony. Your testimony of how Jesus changed your life. Now tell me what happened when Jesus stopped by your porch again. Did Jesus stop by your porch? Did he make you whole? Did he give you hope? Did he give you a peace that surpasses all understanding? Did he change your life? Did he make a way out of no way? I'm talking about when Jesus stopped by your porch. If God's been good to you, let me hear you say, yes, I'm glad that Jesus stopped by my porch. Now come on, grab your neighbor's hand. Come on, stand up and grab your neighbor's hand, because we're walking out. We're getting ready to walk out of bondage. We're getting ready to walk out of depression. We're getting ready
ready to walk out of lack. We're getting ready to walk out of not enough. Because I don't know about you, but I'm tired. I'm tired of being down. Now, Jesus came, and he gave us a testimony to carry. Carry it well. You wear it well. Because I don't know about you, but God. God is the lover of man's heart. And he loves you more than you can ever imagine. So I want to say glory to his name. Glory to his name. Because I don't know about you, but Jesus changed my life. Where was you at when you encountered Jesus? Did Jesus change your life? Are you glad that he came by your porch? Are you glad he came by your porch? Let me hear you say, yeah. 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 Amen. 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 I'm glad that Jesus came by the porch. Because on the porch, he shared with you that he died. One Friday evening, he knew some Friday situations was going to come. Some dark days in your life was going to come. He knew it was going to be some dark days. But he didn't leave you there. He knew that Sunday morning was going to come. He knew that joy was going to come. He was going to give you those keys to life. He was going to give you what you need. I'm so glad that Jesus gave me what I need. And everything I need, I find in Jesus. Because Jesus is the one that made me whole. Jesus is the one that saved my soul. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for him. Amen. Amen. Because he got up with all power in his hand. He got up. He got up early Sunday morning because he knew some Friday night was going to be dark. But ain't that a good God? That we need some joy. That he needs some peace. That Jesus just don't leave us in our mess. That he gives us what we need. Jesus is the joy of my life. He's the strength of my life. And because of that, Jesus, and I live. And because he lived, Lord, I can face tomorrow. I love you, Lord, because you heard my cry. I love you, Lord, because you pity every groan. Yes. I love you, Lord.
Amen. Will you stand to your feet, the door?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Aren't you glad that Jesus stopped by your porch? I know he stopped by mine, and I am so grateful that he did, and he's still stopping by porches even today. So we thank God for Minister Rambis on tonight for that powerful, much-needed word today, knowing that Jesus will stop by your porch if you ask him to. So we thank God for Minister Rambis. We thank God for our bishop for allowing Minister Rambis to fully develop into everything. For each and every last one of you, I don't take you lightly or for granted, or this ministry or this broadcast for lightly or for granted, because it's of the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes, and God is being glorified through it. So I just thank God for you, the listeners. So as we get ready to close out tonight's program, tonight's ministry, I thank God for what he's doing through this ministry and every vessel that comes through this ministry over this airway to teach and preach and stand on God's word. We thank God for each vessel that brings forth the good news of Jesus Christ over this airways, over this worldwide platform, that God is being glorified through it, that souls are being saved through it. Backsliders are coming back to the fold. And doing through this worldwide platform, through this radio show titled, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? Well, I know that, again, on next Thursday night, next Thursday night, we will have Deacon Marvin Cox will be coming forth. He is the young man, the young deacon that suffers with muscular dystrophy. He cannot get out of the house. He has to crawl around on the floor, but he is still being used by God. Even though he have a handicap, a disability, he is still allowing God to use him. So my question for you tonight is, what is your excuse on tonight? What is your handicap? What is your disability that causes you not to do what God has called and ordained you to do for his glory in the earth? Why are you not doing what God called you to do? So we cannot use our physical disabilities or handicaps as excuses, because when we stand before God and give an account for our lives while we're just living on earth, he's not going to want to hear, well, I had this going on and that going on. What did you do with the time that I allotted you on earth? So that's our prayer for you today on tonight for the listeners. Are you fulfilling your God purpose on tonight? If you do not know. Yes, as we were saying, you know how the enemy always try to interrupt what God is trying to do. But as we were saying, if you do not know what your God purpose is, it's really simple. It's really easy. Just simply open your mouth and mean it from your heart and ask God to reveal to you what your God purpose is. He wants you to know what your God purpose is, because that's why you were born. You are the only one that can fulfill your God purpose on earth. And so that's why God made you and he made me, so we can fulfill our God purposes on the earth so that he can be glorified through each and every one of us. So that's my prayer for you on tonight. If you do not know your God purpose, pray and ask God to reveal it to you. And I know that he will, because he wants you to fulfill your God purpose for his glory. So right now, as we get ready to wrap up tonight's show, I'm going to go into prayer. And as I was stating earlier, Minister Sharon Rambis, a member of Greater Shiloh Faith Baptist Church, he brought the word on tonight. He comes forth every first and every third Thursday and every other third Saturday. So again, he will be coming again on the 21st Saturday, October the 21st. Minister Rambis will be bringing the word again to the people of God. So we have next Saturday will be Deacon Marvin Cox, would be the 14th of December. And also on the Thursday, the 12th of December, is Deacon Marvin Cox. We have coming up this coming Saturday, Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox. She is the overseer and the minister of Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters International Ministries. She will be coming forth with the word on this coming Saturday, October the 7th. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please tune in to be blessed by the word of God from the woman of God. And it's through her and her ministry that I am where I am today, through my Blog Talk Radio. So I thank God for Prophetess Teresa Phillips Dox and her husband, Elder QT Dox, and the Kingdom Builders International Ministries and Kingdom Daughters International Ministries. Again, I thank God for them, because if it were not for them, I would not be where I am with my worldwide platform through Blog Talk Radio. So I thank God for them. And so I'm asking you all to tune in next Saturday, this coming Saturday, and listen to the woman of God as she brings the good news of Jesus Christ over the airways. So we're getting ready to close out tonight's program. I'm asking all listeners if you would go into prayer with me at this time. And once again, I would like to say a personal thank you to my nephew, Robert Evers, for opening up with prayer for us on tonight. He did an outstanding, marvelous job, and I know God is glorified and pleased with that prayer on tonight. So we just thank God for him, and the works of God through him is not done yet. The best for him is still yet to come. As long as he can continue to keep God first and realize where all of his blessings come from, then the God will continue to open up even more doors for him, that God will be glorified even more through him. So that's our prayer for him, that God will continue to bless him, the works of his hands, that God will be glorified, is our prayer for Robert Edwards on tonight. So we asking all listeners, go into prayer with me at this time as we close out in prayer. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again thanking you, Heavenly Father, for who you are on tonight. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We do not deserve your grace or mercy, but we thank you for each one of them. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you that we know without a doubt that all power is in your hands. And no matter what we hear, no matter what we see, no matter how it feels, or no matter what man may say, we know that you are in total control at all times. Even though we know the enemy, the small god of this world, he do have power. But we thank God that you are the Most High God. You have all power in your hands, in heaven and earth, even over the adversary, the enemy. You have all power even over him. So we just thank you for who you are. And, oh, God, we pray and ask that you will continue to move by your spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen all those that have been affected by the Las Vegas shooting, all those that have been affected by the different hurricanes and tornadoes and the wildfires, and all those that are affected by hate and jealousy and envy that's going on in the world around us today, Heavenly Father. We know that the enemy is still busy, and he's doing just what you said that he would do. He's doing what he do best. And we know that he still comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but we know that you have overcome the world, and we know that you have overcome the world through the blood of Jesus Christ. We know that you are in total control. We just thank you for who you are, Lord. We just thank you that we know that our lives are in your hands. Oh, God, we lift up our president and also North Korean president and all those different leaders of the world, Heavenly Father, that have ruled over your people all over the land, Heavenly Father, that are not doing what you have ordained for them to do for such a time as this. We ask that you would touch their hearts, that they would all come on one accord, and they would be able to show love and fellowship and communion and compassion toward all people all over the land, that you would be glorified through it. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor because of who you are. You are worthy to be praised, and we know that there is none like you in all the earth. So we just continue to give your name praise. We continue to give you glory and honor. We just say thank you, Jesus, for who you are. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. And all the people of God that touch and agree with this prayer said amen. Well, until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, we're going to continue to pray ye one for another. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.